Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff, and we finally tackle one of the most important concepts of our time, hangry.
It's real. It's a thing.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's not just something people say in their marriage to poke fun at their spouse
right,
or their partnership. It is something that is real, and it all has to do with physiological things. The makeup of your human body and the fuel that it runs on, and the fact that when you don't have it, things change.
Yeah, so we're not exactly sure what, like, how the mechanism, the physical mechanism of being hungry translates into anger or hostility. There's some really good theories, but there is like a physiological basis for that, and that when you have plenty of glucose, blood sugar, your body uses that as energy to power all sorts of stuff. But when that's low, systems start to get kind of shut down on the periphery. And sometimes one of those systems they think is self-control, because self-control can often require a tremendous amount of energy. And when you don't have self-control, sometimes it's difficult to be polite to some people.
Absolutely. The other thing that can happen is the hypothalamus, which is the part of the brain that, you know, involves hormone production, as well as a lot of other stuff. It gets sort of out of whack and throws hormones out of whack and can suppress serotonin, which, as everyone knows, is the feel-good neurotransmitter. And if you're all of a sudden not processing serotonin, then you're probably going to get, at the very least, moody and maybe even angry.
Yeah, supposedly for your serotonin production to really take a hit, your blood sugar has to drop really quickly from like 100 milligrams a deciliter to 55 milligrams a deciliter, which that seems like a precipitous drop.
Yes, and by the way, quick in-show correction, we said grams of caffeine instead of milligrams.
Right.
In which one was that? The
energy
drinks episode. So
yeah, we were saying people were drinking 160 grams of caffeine. Somebody wrote in and said, "I'm just trying to imagine what that would feel like before my heart exploded."
So anyway, back to this. Cortisol is another thing that can be a culprit. If you have too much cortisol going on, which can happen when you have low blood sugar, that's a stress hormone. So, you know, all of a sudden you've got one thing being depleted, which is serotonin. You've got the other thing in the opposite direction, cortisol being increased. And it's pretty obvious where that's going to lead. A big fight.
You know where it's going to lead, Chuck? It's going to lead us right into a commercial break.
All right.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Just like the number of stars in the sky, there is so much stuff you should know.
So, Chuck, we should shout out our former friends and colleagues. Well, former colleagues. Still friends, I'd like to think.
Sure.
At How Stuff Works for helping us out with this episode. There are multiple articles on How Stuff Works about hanger or being hangry. And they basically created a study bonanza.
Yeah.
That just, it's a buffet of studies trying to figure out how to prove that hunger turns into hanger. And some of them are pretty lame, actually, even though they've been published in some pretty legitimate journals.
Yeah, agreed. I think what they all do, though, is show that hanger is real.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some of them aren't great. But let's talk about them.
Yeah, they're just trying to get the design down, and no one's really cracked the code yet. Like, for example, there was one from 2014 that appeared in the PNAS, the journal, that studied 107 couples. They measured their glucose levels twice a day.
I like this one.
Okay. And then to measure how aggressive they were, they said, hey, here's a voodoo doll. Do what you will with it, right?
Well, a voodoo doll of your partner or spouse.
Right.
I think they use married couples, but I'm sure it's the same for non-married couples. But
sure.
Yeah, they said, here's voodoo dolls. Here's a bunch of pins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do what you want. And what they found was when the person was super angry, they were jamming pins all over the face and body of their partner's doll.
Right. And then they also did a supplementary thing where they put the partners in separate rooms and gave them each the ability to crank the volume up on some music in the other partner's chamber. And the ones who were hungrier used more pins in the voodoo doll and turned the decibels up higher than people who weren't hungry. And of course, they made it so that the person just thought they were turning the volume
right up.
They weren't actually affecting the volume, which is hilarious, but man, alive.
Yeah, like, take this, Emily.
Right.
Like jamming pins in a doll and, like, cranking up bad music.
Yeah, here's some Nickelback for you.
Are
we all still making fun of Nickelback?
Yeah, sure. I think that's fine.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if there was, like, a rehabilitation that I had not noticed.
Well, I don't know. No, they're still terrible.
Okay.
I feel bad for those guys at the same time.
Yeah, I think they're, like, multi-millionaires, though, and I get the impression they don't really care.
Yeah, because you can't feel sorry for anyone that has a lot of money, right?
No.
There were some other studies here. One was from Ohio State that basically, and a lot of this is correlation, of course.
Sure.
And not causation. But they found that self-control was linked to glucose levels in the brain. So people who drank a beverage high in glucose was less aggressive than people who didn't. I don't know if that's like any sort of suggestion, like to drink a sugary drink, to keep you sort of chilled out. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this one.
I'm with you. There was also one that, I think linked diabetes to glucose metabolism, obviously. But that they tied it to aggressiveness and decreased self-control as well. So that kind of supports the previous study, but it's kind of surprising, actually, I guess. I wonder if people who have type 2 diabetes are more prone to hangriness than other people.
Yeah, maybe. This 2018 study was published by the American Psychological Association in the journal Emotion. This one I think I understand, but I'm not positive. Here's what they did, and maybe you can explain the kicker for me. There were a couple of experiments, and these were online experiments, so it's always a little bit janky. But they showed 400 participants an image that was supposed to kind of clearly be either positive, negative, or neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then an ambiguous image. In this case, they used Chinese pictographs. And then said, rate that according to like how pleasant it is to you on a scale of 1 to 7. And then tell us how hungry you are. And this is where I just don't quite get what it was as far as being primed.
It wasn't very well explained.
Can you explain it?
I can, actually.
All right.
So what they did was they found that the hungrier the people were,
right,
the more likely they were to give that ambiguous image like a terrible rating.
Okay.
Right? Like they interpreted it as like negative or something like that rather than neutral or positive.
Right. That makes sense.
But they really only saw this effect when the people who were hungry had seen that negative image first.
Oh, okay.
So what the researchers are saying is that when you're hangry, you feel like you're mean to somebody, but it doesn't just come out of the blue. Like if your spouse comes up to you and tells you how much they love you and gives you a hug, uh-huh, you're probably not going to react with hostility.
Right.
But if you're hungry and your spouse comes up and criticizes you, there's a good chance you're going to overreact and like be a jerk in response. And that is hangry. So that was kind of the upshot of what they were saying.
Okay. So there's like a context basically that's to it.
Yeah, exactly. That there needs to be a primer for hangriness to come about. But yes, still, if you're hungry, you're more likely to be hostile if you're primed with something negative first.
All right. Well, that makes sense. There was one in Europe that is, to me, these speak to me a little bit more because they're just very, very rudimentary in that they asked people to track their emotions very simply. Track your emotions 5 times a day for 3 weeks on this app. And let us know, like, your eating habits at the same time. And they basically said that, like, 56% of your sort of negative feelings or irritability is due to the fact that your blood sugar was probably low.
Isn't that nuts? 56% of your jerkiness over that week or month or whatever, 3 weeks, can be attributed to just being hungry at the time.
Yeah, I find I'm most critical of myself as a father. And like when I just don't do the right thing as a dad is when I'm busy doing something else, mm-hmm, and I'm like being interrupted. Like if I'm like just trying to get this work email out or something, I can like be a jerk. But I'm curious to see if food is also playing a part there.
Yeah, because I mean, it could be, yeah, stress or being under a deadline. But yeah, I wonder too. You're going to have to create your own study with the app and pretend you're from Central Europe too.
But it's weird though, because I'm also... Emily has more of an app, is more apt to be hangry than me. Mm-hmm. Food is more, not important, but it has that effect on her more than it does for me. And that for an overweight guy, I can skip meals all day long. I can, mm-hmm, even do a fast and I don't feel like it really affects my emotions that much.
I mean, that sounds to me like Emily's just more sensitive to blood sugar changes than you are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe hers just drops more precipitously than yours does. Who knows?
Yeah, there may be like a literal physiological difference.
Right. But the upshot of all of these studies seems to be that we lose self-control when we're hungry. And that's a big trigger for hangriness. But at the same time, they've kind of shown that you can defuse being hangry by just being self-aware. Studies have kind of investigated if you show somebody that they're mad and hungry, mm-hmm, are they going to are they more likely to lash out? And they found no. Like if you know I'm being a jerk right now because I'm hungry, then you're probably less prone to actually follow through on your jerky behavior.
Yeah. And I think that's probably true for most reasons. Like if Emily was like, hey, you're trying to get something done and you're being very impatient with Ruby, has nothing to do with hunger. I think just about self-awareness, which is always a good thing to try and model.
Definitely. Just ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Be curious about yourself. There's all sorts of neat stuff you can learn.
Yeah, or stick your head in the sand and never grow.
That's right. Chuck just laughed charmingly, and I've got nothing else. So that means it's the end of Short Stuff.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.